for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold a swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, would famine, sword, and power crouch for employment. But pardon, gentles all, the flat unraised spirits that have dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France, or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did to fight the air at Agincourt? On your imaginary forces, work. Suppose within the girdle of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies whose high uprearing and abutting fronts the perilous narrow ocean parts asunder. Peace out our imperfections with your horse. Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receding earth. For it is your thoughts that now must deck our king. Carry them here and there, jumping our times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me chorus to this history, who prove not like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge our play.